Hey, I'm Nat Crawford, your spiritual fitness coach, and today we're going to talk about anger. Anger is a universal emotion, something everyone experiences at various points in their lives. Yet, how we handle our anger can dramatically impact our spiritual walk, relationships, and overall well-being. So if you're struggling with anger, listen to the words of King Solomon in Ecclesiastes chapter 7, verse 9. Control your temper, for anger labels you a fool. This verse, though short, is packed with wisdom and offers a direct command followed by a compelling reason. It challenges us to look inward at our responses to frustrating or hurtful situations and consider the implications of our reactions. So let's dig deeper into understanding this command and how it applies to our daily lives. This warning to control your temper is straightforward, but not simple. It recognizes that anger is not just an involuntary response, but an emotion we can learn to manage. The Bible doesn't say we won't feel angry. Instead, it instructs us to control how we express and deal with that anger. This implies mindfulness, self-awareness, and a commitment to self-discipline. The reason provided for controlling our temper is striking, for anger labels you a fool. In biblical wisdom literature, the term fool is not just an insult. It describes someone who acts against God's wisdom and consequently against their own best interests. It suggests that uncontrolled anger is not just a personal failure, but a spiritual one, distancing us from the wisdom and character God desires for us. Uncontrolled anger can lead to words and actions that harm others and ourselves. It can damage relationships, hinder our testimony, and create an environment of tension and conflict. By contrast, controlling our temper demonstrates wisdom, maturity, and a heart aligned with God's desires for peace, reconciliation, and love. So, how do we live out these principles? First, pause before responding. When anger flares, take a moment to breathe and pray. This pause can help you respond wisely rather than react impulsively. Second, reflect on the source of your anger. Often, anger is a surface emotion masking deeper issues like hurt, fear, or frustration. Identifying the root cause can help you address it more constructively. Third, practice forgiveness. Holding on to anger ties you to the past and to pain. Forgiveness frees you, even if the other person doesn't change. Remember, forgiveness is a process and a choice, not necessarily a one-time act. Last, cultivate patience and understanding. Try to see situations from others' perspectives. Empathy can diffuse anger and lead to more peaceful interactions. Controlling our temper in the face of provocation is a challenging but essential aspect of living a life of wisdom and integrity. Ecclesiastes chapter 7 reminds us of the high cost of uncontrolled anger, being labeled a fool in the biblical sense, and encourages us to pursue a path of self-control and wisdom. So let's commit to managing our anger in ways that honor God and reflect His character. By doing so, we not only avoid the pitfalls of foolishness, but also grow in grace, maturity, and peace. When we do this, we can win today.